You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is now illegal to declaw your cat in Massachusetts, and truthfully, plenty of other places like New York, Maryland, L.A., Denver, Pittsburgh, they all have similar laws, and there's a reason for it. Joining us is Dr. Gabrielle Fadel. She's from Bond Vet. You can find all the info at bondvet.com. Dr. Fadel, why do you think that this is becoming such a movement now to outlaw declawing of cats?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. So declawing of cats is an olden days procedure that people used to do, frankly, for convenience. It was so that cats don't destroy furniture or other items in the home. But we've come to find that it is quite a painful procedure for cats. It's essentially like cutting off the very tip of your finger, and it's really no other medical reason behind it other than that convenience factor. And so it does cause quite a bit of suffering and pain for the cats, and hence why it is now outlawed.
One of my biggest regrets, I had a couple of cats that a landlord required me to declaw these cats because I was going to be sharing communal space there. And, you know, obviously, had I gone to a court or something like that, I might have had a leg to stand on at that point. But I was young. I was desperate for a place to be living at that point. This was the right apartment that I needed at the time. So I signed it. I did it. And you know something? This was right when my wife and I, shortly after we had started dating, Anna, she picked up the cats, and she has never forgiven me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Dr. Fadel, this comes with a $2,500 fine if you live in one of these areas where it's been outlawed. How are they going to enforce that? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I really don't know. I think my best guess is likely at the source. Maybe drop-in visits with veterinarians is my best guess, but I don't have details on how that is going to be enforced.
What can you do now that this has been outlawed, but you still want to keep your stuff intact, I guess?
Yeah, a really good question. I've done a lot of these myself because I have two cats and a pricey couch. But there's a lot of options, thankfully. So there is a product called Soft Paws. It is essentially a gel cap that you can glue onto the cat's nail. It sticks on there for quite a long time, so several weeks in many cases. If you have trouble doing it, most veterinary practices or even some groomers are happy to help apply those.
Wait a minute. Hold on. And it's like, is it like gel tips, like when you go get a manicure, but it's for your cat?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a cap that covers the entire nail.
Yeah.
So cats can kind of extrude their nail out. And so when you push down on the foot, you could pop the nail out in a way. And that just fits right on top. There's a special glue that you use
and it stays
on there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They have fun colors. So, you know, whatever your heart chooses for the time of year.
It's a manicure.
Color-wise. Yeah, exactly.
I'm into that. We're going to get rid of declawing, and now we're going to give our cats manicures and pedicures. Perfect.
Perfect. Exactly. Back in the day, we used to put tin foil on our couch. How about that? They still doing that?
And I still see people doing that. There's also some commercially available products available that you can put on the couch itself. You can stick on the side of the couches at the corners where they really like to dig in and scratch, just like tactile things that don't feel so great for the cat, so it kind of deters them away from it. So thankfully, there's a lot of different options.
Yeah, if you put concrete on your couch, Anna, chances are cat's not going to want to be on the couch.
It's true. There you go.
Yeah, not the best. Mm-hmm. Not the best feeling.
Dr. Gabrielle Fadel. She's a veterinarian at Bond Vet. You can find them online at bondvet.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.